Although in the last number of years, it has been transferred from its usual day to the seventh Sunday of Easter, which is this coming Sunday, the church traditionally celebrates the solemn feast of the Ascension of the Lord on Thursday of the sixth week of Easter. That would be tomorrow. And that is specifically because it is 40 days after our Lord's resurrection from the dead. 40 days our Lord spent accompanying his early church, those who would form the church at the moment of Pentecost, his apostles and disciples, his Blessed Mother. And he revealed the fullness of his resurrected life to them. He made clear to them what it meant for him to have risen from the dead. This was not some great miracle that happened one Sunday morning that he showed them had happened and then disappeared from their sight and memory forever. As the church, I think we fail to fully grasp the significance of the fact that after rising from the dead, our Lord spent 40 days accompanying his disciples. This was a school, if you will, a school of the resurrection. But then there came 10 days of waiting, 10 days of wondering, 10 days of uncertainty, which culminated in the sending of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And so we get our 50 days of Easter. What are we to make of the difference that happened in the life of the church from the 40 days that our Lord spent with his disciples risen from the dead and all that would come after he sent the Holy Spirit? This is something that we cannot underestimate in the life of the church, and so often we do. It's easy to imagine a father and easy to imagine a son, but the Holy Spirit seems as this elusive figure, the wind or fire or a dove. How do you have a relationship with wind or fire or a bird? But he makes all of the difference. For 10 days after having been with the risen Lord, the disciples returned to hiding, overwhelmed by the fact that he had been taken from their sight. They stayed in the upper room, certainly praying, meditating upon all that they had experienced. But without the Holy Spirit, they were incapable of living the fullness of what had happened to them through his rising from the dead. The Holy Spirit makes all the difference, therefore, in the life and mission of the church. And there is a specific and unique charism that the Holy Spirit makes possible within us. A charism, therefore, that is possessed uniquely and in its entirety, exclusively by Christ's church. And that is the charism of truth. Jesus said, "I am the truth." He is the truth incarnate, and yet he has ascended into heaven. And so in sending us the Holy Spirit, he has sent to us the unlocker of all of the truth, the means by which we can come to know all that God desires for us to know for the flourishing of the world and the salvation of our souls. And if, therefore, we are not connected to this Spirit, if we are ignorant of him, if we have cordoned him off to some corner of our private devotion, if we are devoid of a sacramental life, we will proportionately be that much blinder to the truth. Only the Holy Spirit can make us fully known in the truth and knowers of the truth. This is why it is paramount for us as Catholics to remain united to the Lord in spirit and truth, as he said. The Spirit makes the truth possible. We live in a time where there are many experts, people who have something to comment upon in every way because they alone possess apparently the unique knowledge or ability or authority to do so. And this is across the board, irrespective of a time of pandemic or not. This is always the case. But there is only one truth. There is only one knower of the truth. There is only one revealer of the truth. And that is the Spirit of the truth incarnate. And so in our Lord's promise to send us the Spirit of truth so that we can be guided into all truth, let us now as a church prepare our hearts to enter into these coming 10 days intimately united with our Lord through his Spirit, waiting for that outpouring at Pentecost. Even if we were locked away in our own rooms, as so many of us are, nothing will stop the Holy Spirit from coming into our lives, inflaming our hearts, enlightening our minds, and placing us in contact with the truth.